ESPN 95.3. Broadcasting live from the Toyota Studios.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
On your favorite Arkansas sports talk station.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
It's so boring, man.
Okay.
Streaming live from
hitthatline.com.
I got that wood.
This is The Morning Rush.
Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
With John Neighbors.
I don't mind cigarettes being inside.
Tommy Kraft.
Their parents were acting a fool in the bleachers at the boys' club.
And Nick Mason.
Do as I say, not as I do.
The Morning Rush starts right now.
Welcome into the Morning Rush on this beautiful Monday morning. Appreciate everybody listening in. John Neighbors, Tommy Kraft, Nick Mason.
It must be a beautiful day because you're alive.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's never going to change. It's
I'm
a beautiful
just
day.
Checking.
It's a beautiful day for sports talk radio. No, as far as the weather goes, it's about as nasty as you can ask for. And when it's like not cold enough to snow, but it's cold enough to be extremely cold, and then it's raining on top of that. And a little wind's blowing. It's just, I have nothing for it.
It's a spring day.
Beautiful spring day.
Wow. It's a spring day.
I'm ready for the summer then.
It's a spring day in North Dakota.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Not for Arkansas. Not for Arkansas.
I don't know. It's not bad. I mean, I guess if you live in northwest Arkansas, they're getting, some freezing rain? You drove down from up there. Is it that cold? Is it supposed to be in the 30s, and then it's like in the 40s in the River Valley? So
yeah, it was definitely and it was very cold yesterday. And I pulled up the weather app, and I looked everywhere, and it was warmer in Fort Smith. It was warmer in Little Rock. It was warmer in Rogers. So,
Well, I hope everyone had a happy Easter at least, because that was the holiday, and a lot of people spent time with their loved ones. And if you celebrated April Fool's Day at the same time, hope you enjoyed that as well. Mm-hmm. Some people kind of pick and choose the holidays they want to enjoy.
Not sure that's an official holiday, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, some people probably make it one.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to be on your toes. Luckily, though, with it Easter, I think most people went pretty lenient because there's always those people that will put out a tweet. It's like, breaking news, Daniel Gaffer transferring. You know, and then people actually start buying a hook, line, and sinker, and then you have to do some damage control. So I didn't see any of those. I didn't fall for any of those, luckily. So we're good there. But either way. All right. So over the weekend, though, Arkansas baseball drops a series to Ole Miss. Now, we saw what happened game one. Arkansas gets the victory. In game two, well-fought game, but not enough. And then in game three, it was kind of a wild one where you had Arkansas take a lead. Then they lose the lead. Then Ole Miss starts pulling away a little bit. Arkansas makes a late rally, especially with some big hits down the stretch in the eighth inning, but is unable to win another series, a big series, on the road against a top five team. This is not the end of the world again. It's almost like I'm feeling like we're saying the same message that they were saying when they lost to Florida over the weekend. It's not a huge problem. Obviously, you want to win these series. You want to be able to continue to build on your RPI to show how good of a team you are. Because when you look at it, talent-wise, Ole Miss is not that much better of a team than Arkansas. They may not even be a better team than Arkansas when it comes just to the talent itself. But baseball is a funny sport. Baseball, you have weird things happen. And to not win a series, even though you were close to doing it, is not the end of the world for the Razorbacks. They have another chance against this weekend against Auburn. But as a fan, I can understand it's just a frustrating thing when you feel like your team is as good as it's been in a while. That Dave Van Horn's got a great squad, and you feel it's a top five team. You feel that this is a year that you really legitimately have a chance to make something, not only to make it to the College World Series, but even win it. And it just gets frustrating when you lose back-to-back series against teams that you felt like you might have been the better team, and you had your chances to win.
You want
to
win them all.
Well, yeah.
You're a fan. You want to win them all.
Yeah.
What games as a fan are you signing up to lose?
Well, none.
None, exactly. So as a fan, you're always disappointed when you lose a series the way it went down again. Again, I'll say it twice for emphasis this weekend, because this seems to be like Groundhog Day when it comes to what is going on with these road series with baseball teams. Let's see. Another top five opponent, another rubber match, and another game where it comes down to you not getting a timely hit to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
That pretty much how it's went the last couple of weeks?
Same song, different verse.
I'd say so. You know, so it seems like it's just a wash, rinse, repeat kind of deal. But I keep going back, and I think this is the next thing we say as fans. So I think I'm falling in line with what the pulse of the fan is. But this is not the time of the year you want to be playing your best baseball. And that's the thing. Is Arkansas playing their best baseball right now? No. I don't think so.
No.
And now is not the time. April the 2nd, over the weekend, end of March, because they hadn't played a game in April yet. Is the end of March the time to be playing your – absolutely not. We know that. The other month that ends in M, May, is the time to be playing – start to playing. Because June is the month you want to be playing your best. That's when championships are decided. So, I mean, I don't think anyone's getting all up in a wad about it, you know. But it's disappointing because these are the one or two games. These are the one or two hits, the one or two innings – that could keep you from hosting in a super regional. That's the part you got to keep going back to.
And that's the issue. Because in basketball and baseball, of course, you can throw out there, well, the basketball team isn't playing their best basketball early on in conference. Or the baseball team, they're not playing their best baseball right now, late March, early April, which, okay, I hear that. But the longer it takes you to peak, or the longer it takes you to play your best baseball, or in the NCAA tournament, to play your best basketball, the harder you make it on yourself, because then the road getting back to Omaha, or the road making it to a Final Four or the national championships, is just going to be that much more difficult. And I think that's where the frustration lies for the fans, is you know that these were two back-to-back huge series that you could have easily won. And you could have basically easily have won every game that you've been in this year. But then it's almost like you've shot yourself in the foot, you've beat yourself, and now at the end of the year, whenever we all look up, and if it happens that Arkansas isn't hosting, we're going to point to these couple of series, and we're going to go, man, well, if they would have taken care of business and those two, then they'd be hosting right now.
Yeah, these series that are early season, or at least in early conference season, It's against really good teams that are on the road, that are in environments that, you know, you have to get used to. So there's no shame in losing them. It's nothing like that.
But it's funny you bring that up, too, because the Florida game was definitely a different atmosphere.
Oh,
there
yeah.
was 3,000 people there.
Yeah, I mean,
4,000 people there.
Yeah, it's like, and that was another thing, too, is that, yeah, Florida is just weird how they were doing. And then Ole Miss, they're having beer showers in the outfield if you hit a home run, which still cracks me up, by the way. I don't know why anyone would hate that tradition. I think it's great. But I just feel like with the Razorback baseball team, yeah, you want to be playing your best baseball in May. Absolutely, you want to do that. But it's just a matter of, okay, well, how long do you have to wait to get it figured out? Because fans are as impatient as anybody. And they want to win these series because they want to be able to put it behind them and say, you know what, even if we drop one or two later in the season that we're not supposed to, we can at least have these big series against big teams to lean on. But they won't have that this year. At this point, at least. Now, if they go out...
Because what's one thing the committee will always go back to? Well, how'd they do against the best teams in their league? You know, and that this is what you're building your resume, you know.
And they'll have another chance against Auburn this weekend.
But again, you're going to get a chance to probably face a lot of these teams again, maybe in Hoover. If Arkansas... The entire month of April... They're home for every game except a Mississippi State series, I believe, and then one game at Dickey Stevens. They play all their other games at Baum Stadium. So
sets up nicely.
As much as they've been on the road, they're getting ready to be that much more at home.
Yeah.
So this is a month where you need to get the record healthy. You need to take care of business starting this weekend with Auburn. I don't know if the weather's going to affect these non-conference games that are supposed to be played against, was it UL Monroe? I mean, it's one of the directional schools in Louisiana starting tomorrow at Tuesday, Wednesday, midweek. So, you know, but I'm more focused on the Auburn weekend series because that's all that matters to me
that's
you're 5-4 in conference play, and you need to come out of this fourth weekend you know, and it'd be nice to kind of right the ship and make up for the last two weekends with a conference sweep. Now, that's asking a lot that, oh, but just go in there and sweep them.
No big deal.
It seems like an unreasonable request. Yeah. So.
But they swept Kentucky in a big way. Mm-hmm. So Kentucky's a really good team.
But no one was asking for that going
in.
No.
Maybe that's why they swept them, because no one was expecting it nor asking it. But that was definitely the case. We're going to continue conversation. We're going to talk about the national championship game tonight in college basketball that has been set. Man, what a downer.
Maybe we'll get a game worth watching in the Final Four, because the other two, well, the Michigan-Loyola Chicago game was worth, I guess, the first 30 minutes or so.
It was entertaining. Now the Nova-Kansas.
If you like watching a shooting display.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You can say Kansas. That's the thing. I was listening to some conversation at lunch yesterday. Man, Kansas played terrible. No, they didn't. Nova just played that great.
I don't know any teams that can beat other teams and make 18 three-pointers in a game. It's unheard of.
Yeah, that's just not going to happen. I mean, if you give up 18 threes, and it's not like they were just...
Did they give them up? Or
wide open either.
No. Yeah, so awesome.
Nova was just launching them, and every single one was just going in. And for a second, I felt how other teams feel whenever Anton Beard and Barford and Macon are just throwing things left-handed and right-handed and off the backboard, just everything. And then it got to a point to where every time Nova shot, I thought it was going in every single time.
Yeah, you had that feeling. I mean, that's how hot of shooting they were. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to be joined by Tom Murphy at 7:45. So we have a loaded show for you. 877-377-6963. It is a Hot Take Monday presented by Crabtree RV.
Yeah, and it'd be a great morning to be sitting underneath your awning next to your motor coach, your travel trailer, out by the campfire getting some things going. Hey, spring weather, I promise, is going to be here soon, and you're going to want to be out near the campfire. And at the good folks at Crabtree can get you there. Be sure and stop in and see what they've got going on. They still got a lot of great pre-owned inventory at a fraction of the original MSRP, and you can check it out all at exit 13 off the interstate there in Alma on I-40, next to the Cracker Barrel. You've driven by it 1,000 times. Be sure and stop in and see them soon and get a great deal on a pre-owned travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motor coach. It's all at Razorback Camper Sales or online at CrabtreeRV.com. Crabtree RV online at CrabtreeRV.com for all of your deals at a fraction of the original MSRP. Crabtree RV, it's where your family's dreams come true.
Download the Morning Rush podcast anytime at HitThatLine.com and free on iTunes. This is the Morning Rush.
All right, welcome back in to the Morning Rush. Appreciate everybody listening in on this Hot Take Monday, presented by Crabtree RV.
Yeah, the Lee J and Bert and the whole gang at Crabtree RV, they want to thank you for a great start to the year. They had earlier this year the Greater Fort Smith RV Boat and Outdoor Show. They got a lot of great inventory from that they took in on trade. Right now is a great time to buy at a fraction of the original MSRP on a lot of models. Spring is here. I know it doesn't feel like it today, but spring is here. Now is a great time to get into a great travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome from Crabtree RV in Alma. Easy to find next to the Cracker Barrel in Alma. Crabtree RV, it's where your family's dreams come true.
Going off the conversation when we've been talking about blue-blooded programs, and just off the top of our heads there in the commercial break, which, you know, that's what we do kind of. We just write down random stuff and start having our own little discussions off air. But I was thinking about the actual blue blood programs, which are ones that you can't argue. And I think there's some obvious ones. Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, Kentucky are all for sure blue blood programs. Add in UCLA, Michigan State. I feel like Indiana, even though they haven't been good in a while, they still have to be considered one, right?
Let me ask you about UCLA. Just to throw this out there for discussion, are they starting to slip from that status? Because they're living a lot on the 60s and 70s and
haven't been
the Bill Walton. I mean, I know they won it in 95 over Arkansas.
Right.
They went to two Final Fours in the Ben Howland era, that right there in 06, 07, right there range.
I think they won so much early on that they're almost like the Michael Jordan of college basketball. And I say that meaning...
And they got the greatest, arguably the greatest coach. I don't even know if it's arguable. Is Wooden the greatest coach of all time? I mean, even though we're watching Coach K's career right now.
Not Calipari.
Yeah. Right. You know, I mean,
he's the Michael Jordan because it comes to a point that you're so far removed from that that it's almost like the stories that go around. Did Wood never lose a basketball game? I think he just had just perfect seasons. Just year after year after year. So I think programs like
that's the legend, though. Yeah, you're right.
UCLA have won so much that they're never gonna fall out of that blue blood title. Now there are others that are probably right there on the edge that if they go 10 years or 20 years, similar to the last 10 or 20 years that other programs have had, then they can fall out of.
But see, to me, that's is that not Indiana? Because think about the last time the Indiana, I think they played the national championship game when Mike Davis was the head coach. Long time ago, they were a 5 seed. And I'm trying to remember who they played against. I want to say maybe it was Maryland. I could be wrong. I have to look that up. But really since that point, I know they had Kelvin Sampson. He'd had a couple good years, but we knew it wasn't very legitimate. But he had some good years. And are they not? Is Indiana not the definition of a blue-blooded program that is falling? And to me, if I would consider UCLA a little higher than Indiana.
Oh, no, for sure.
As far as that goes.
Well, because and the reason being they've had more success overall.
Yeah.
More success way back in the day, more success in the middle, and more success that has been a lot more recent. And that's a tough one to ask yourself and to answer. And it may be a similar question to the Hall of Fame. If you have to question if a guy is in the Hall of Fame and you're not really sure, then they're probably not. And so if you're questioning, I'm not sure where this program really is and have they fallen from the graces, because off the top of your head, you go Duke, you go Carolina, you go UCLA. All those schools just seem to just be right there. And I think if you did a poll and you asked 50,000 people, the first couple of names that would come out of their mouths would be those three names.
And besides, and we also added Michigan State into that mix, even though I don't feel like a lot of people, that's not the first one that pops up, but they're still rightfully in that list. But other than that, I can't think of any. I know we talked about UConn maybe being one, and I feel like they're kind of like the opposite of Indiana, where they're right in it. Now, they haven't been good since I know Kevin Ollie won a national championship, but let's be honest, Jim Calhoun was the main guy behind that program and what he was able to do, considering the resources. I mean, he was really amazing. I don't think he gets enough credit for it. So he's in that conversation. We said Syracuse, but we don't think Syracuse is a blue blood program. One national title, and they've had their own issues, and it seems like the past few years they still get in the tournament as an 11 seed and get on a run, so they still find ways to win, but they haven't been able to win the big one a lot.
And now, though, that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if you can fall out of being a blue blood program. You can just be a bad blue blood, because if you think about the definition and you think about the teams that we're talking about, and you're talking about these teams that have a lot of history that date back, that have had Hall of Fame coaches, they've won titles. It is a premier program. It's a premier job. Like, Indiana is a top job regardless if they go 0-30 or 30-0. Whenever the current coach, whenever he gets fired, that's going to be another top job.
Yeah.
And then whenever that guy gets fired, another top job. Kentucky, the same way. Just look what happened to Kentucky going from one coach to another. And you can continue to go on down the list. So I don't think that just by being bad for a decade or being bad for 5 years or maybe even a little bit longer than a decade, I don't think that then – you can say, okay, Indiana's no longer a blue blood, or Kentucky's no longer a blue blood,
even
or,
if you go,
or Duke or Carolina.
Yeah, even though going off that point, too, when Arkansas was looking for a new coach after they fired John Pelfrey, just from the national media perspective, and I remember this very vividly, that almost all of them were saying, and not saying Arkansas was a blue blood program, but almost all of them were saying, Arkansas is the best job open right now. And I think they based it off that, because Arkansas hadn't been good, they haven't been relevant in a while. But they were basing that off of the history that they have, which is so funny because if you think about it in the football perspective, and me and Tommy were actually talking about this when we were driving up to Harrison last week, think about Nebraska. Nebraska is a historic program with a lot of success, but I don't consider when the job of Nebraska opens up, then I'm like, oh man, that's one of the top jobs in the country, because it's just, but it's a different sport and there's different reasons of why. And I feel like a lot of it comes down to, in basketball especially, is it a school that you can allure the best players to? Because that's what's going to make you a blue blood program, right, and a very successful program, a team that's constantly in the national championship talk, if you have that those players coming in. I feel like a place like Indiana, for instance, has good players coming
for 20, you know, for the better part of 20 years, Alabama football lost their way.
Yes, they did. You know,
they won a title with Gene Stallings, and then they went through a series of hiring some coaches that did not get the job done, and they got to the point of hiring Mike Shula. And finally, they found their way when they found their guy with Nick Saban. And now they've returned to the golden years.
Yes.
I mean, this is the greatest era, perhaps, of Alabama football, even going back to the days of the Bear. You know, so it's still about making it all click, about finding that one right coach. And it can happen that quick when your coach leaves, your coach retires, you know, even when you're, you know. Because do you think Duke basketball is going to be the same when Coach K retires? It's not. Well, you know, North Carolina's been very fortunate that Roy Williams came there and has kind of kept it going from Dean Smith. There's just not enough of those guys that can keep greatness going. You know, the Patriots, they're not going to be the same when Belichick leaves. We're all hoping Alabama's not going to be the same when Saban leaves. So we're talking about dynasties. We're talking about blue bloods of respective sports. It still comes back to that. To the head of the monster there.
Yeah.
And when that person steps aside, what's the program become? The greatest programs generally keep chugging along. But that's rare. I mean, UCLA didn't do it in basketball.
Yeah.
You know, it took a long time for them to figure it out.
And if you even think about how sometimes you have to go through those coaching changes and those hires until you get it right. I mean, look at Kentucky. The end of the Tubby Smith era and then hiring Billy Gillespie. It was awful. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. And Kentucky found an opportunity, and because I think Billy Gillespie was maybe there 2.5 years, 3 years. He wasn't there that long. And they had an opportunity. They're like, we can get Calipari in. Our Calipari in, that, you know, the rest has been history. They've been one of the best programs in the country since then. But it's about...
They've won, five or six national champions? How many Final Fours they won with Calipari? Six? Five, right?
How many?
One national championship.
Or national championship.
Yeah. One national.
I mean, you'd think that that's the conversation with Kentucky. They've won six national championships under Calipari,
but they have not.
They have not.
No. They've only won one. Yeah. But my point is that you have sometimes when you're those big programs, you have to go through those bad hires until you get the right one. And then when you get the right one, it's all back to normal. And you mentioned Alabama. That's another great example. Because I think when Nick Saban leaves, I mean, if it's Dabo Sweeney that takes over, which a lot of people think it will be, then that's one thing. But
he's building something at Clemson. He may not want to leave.
Yeah. And so, and it doesn't matter who takes over after Saban. They're not going to be as good as Nick Saban. It's not, even if it's Dabo, it's not going to be as good
even
as Nick
Saban.
Even if it's Belichick. And those Alabama fans are going to get mad, and their leash is going to be extremely short for whoever that is that takes over. And, you know, Alabama could be one of those programs where they go back into having trouble trying to find the right guy for the job because they've been so used to dominance.
Let's pray for that.
Oh, I hope it doesn't happen for the Alabama fans' sake, but if you're a fan of the SEC and the rest of the teams in there, you know what? You wouldn't mind seeing Alabama just take a couple years where they're not that good.
Decades.
Yeah, or just however long you'd like to make it.
Forever.
Yeah. If it was forever, then my feelings would not be hurt.
That might be too short.
Yeah. Yeah. May find a way. So we're going to continue our conversation. We'll get into some basketball, some spring football, as Arkansas has their spring game coming up this week. But first, this from Williams Tractor. Being equipped from tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on New Holland equipment you need from Williams Tractor in Fayetteville and in Rogers. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cash back options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Stop by Williams Tractor in Fayetteville or Bobcat of Northwest Arkansas and Rogers today to see how much you can save.
This is Hot Take Monday on the Morning Rush.